Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
So, we're going to get into our go time. So that's when we talk about what's going on locally and internationally. And this one's a special one because I don't know if you've heard, we're celebrating 3 years old today. Yeah, so we're going to talk about everything we've done that we've done because Jesus has allowed us to do it and wanted us to be part of his work. And so I'll start with that. You know, we're 3 years old. We launched 3 years ago. Woo! And one of the cool things that we did during that first year of launching, we sent Bibles to the border. To the Mexican border, so they can.
And this is pretty amazing because. Sorry, I'm just going to interject a few times, but this is pretty amazing because I see so many of us, we weren't here like at the very beginning, and I'll talk about that a little bit more later today. But what's amazing is like the first thing we ever did as a church is we looked around, and this was like the height of COVID, but things at the Mexican-U.S. border were just kind of crazy. And you hear about it a lot from a political standpoint, but these are real human lives that are made in Imago Dei. They're made in God's image. And so we have a responsibility as church to protect Imago Dei, God's image in people. And so so I got a phone call. This is a crazy story. I got a phone call from a guy at the first church we started at Impact Nova who worked for a government agency that sent him down to the border in the middle of COVID. And as he's down there, he's like away from his family, he's away from everything. And he calls me one day and he's crying. And he says, Pastor, they don't have Bibles. And I was like, yeah, but do they have food? Do they have clothes? Do they have? And he's like, yes, yes, Pastor. Like, many people are taking care of their physical needs, but they don't have Bibles. And he said, there are pastors down here that don't have enough Bibles to hand out. And when they cross the border, we meet with them in their tents, and they ask, we say, do you have everything you need? And they say, we want a Bible. It's like all they wanted. Mm-hmm. And so he said, could you send me some Bibles? So I said, sure. I looked at our launch team, about 15 people. And I said, you guys think we could all pitch in and send one Bible? And so I called him back. I said, dude, I got you 15 Bibles. He said, oh, Pastor, I need 1,000 Bibles. And I was like, okay, I'll call you back. And through our partnership with an organization called Lifeway and the North American Mission Board, they were able to donate 1,000 Bibles in Spanish that one of our church members got to hand deliver to 1,000 families that were on the U.S.-Mexican border. And that's the first missions we ever did as a church.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. So I'm going to go down this list. I'm going to let you talk so
yeah,
I can
you
catch
just
my
run
breath,
through your list. You know, I won't interrupt you.
We did 3 kids camps. Talking about our tiny disciples, right? 6 block parties, go trips to 3 different continents. We've been to Oregon, London, Greece, Korea, sending out 23 people on those go trips.
Wow.
Baptizing 14 people in the last 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we got to celebrate life change.
That's right.
Absolutely. We did countless trunk retreats, as you see in the video. Launch ESL and talk to reached a whole bunch of people from different countries. 3 Christmas parades. family camp among Afghan refugees.
This is pretty cool because, it's pretty cool because there's a neighborhood and we don't have a building. I know you're like, well, we're in a building, yes. And we're all going to leave this building and it doesn't belong to us. So we get it for like a few hours Sunday mornings. But when we want to do other things to reach the community, we have nowhere to ask them to come to us. So we have to go to them. And so we found this neighborhood, or they found us, or God, or whatever. And we went, and it is a majority. There's people from all over the world, but it's a majority people from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them are in the country less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were approached by them, and they said, would you mind coming in and putting on a week-long camp for our children? And you can love them, share Bible stories with them, hang out with them, play with them, teach ESL to the women, play checkers with the men, and like basically reach all the nations that are right here in the middle of Fredericksburg.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, let me pray about it. No, actually, I didn't do that at all. I said, of course we will, because we've been praying about this for years. And God opened up that door of opportunity. So we did that this summer, and that's an ongoing partnership and relationship you're going to be hearing more about in January of ways we're going to continue to reach the nations right here in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that go along with that that I didn't mention earlier is that during the pandemic, we sent a team to Quantico.
For
the Afghan refugees.
Was amazing. We were like only two community groups at the time. And we said, what are we going to do? And we're watching on TV. You know, when we came out of Afghanistan, there was a new wave of refugees. And people always think when it's on the news that that's like the first time there's a refugee crisis. What most American Christians don't know is there's always a refugee crisis around the world. Always. Yesterday, today, and there will be one tomorrow. And so that's just the nature of the rest of the world. And our group kept saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Let's send deodorant. Let's send coats. Let's send. And those things are good. But the problem is Americans are good at giving away the stuff they don't want. Right. And I said, just hold on for about 3 weeks and the news will stop covering it and everyone will stop going. And there's going to be a greater need than there is today. I had no idea if that was true or not. I was just hoping. And that's exactly what happened. And the military at base at Quantico, the largest, the most important military base in the world, invited Impact Church to pass background checks and get on their base just to come and spend time with the refugees, the thousands of Afghan refugees that were there on base.
That's
and
awesome.
Our church got to play a part in that.
That's
amazing.
Awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. Absolutely. Talking about refugees, starting a new church in Greece. We're helping start that.
We're going to send a team out in a few weeks because we're starting an Arabic-speaking church in Athens, Greece, among refugees from all over the Middle East. And we're going to go lay hands, ordain, and open up a brand new church in Athens, Greece in like 3 weeks.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Greece was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can talk about that later. Do Good Friday. So, you know, we did a food bank truck and egg hunt and, you know, reaching all different nationalities and stuff like that for the gospel. Feeding the unhoused community. That was a big life change moment for me. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's one. We can talk about that later because we're running out of time. But went from up to 7 community groups in the last 3 years from what, 2?
Well, we started as just one.
Oh, that's one, right?
And in 3 years, we've gone from 1 community group to 7 because, you know, multiplication.
Yeah, absolutely. Serve the students at UMW.
We're Mary Wash in the house. Let's go.
Let's go. Absolutely. Serving families at Germanic Community College, starting the residency program.
Because we're going to start more churches, Frankie.
Yeah.
We're going to start more churches.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is good.
Yeah.
And we've got a good picture of what God has done.
Okay.
I want to end because this is just another way to celebrate.
Okay.
But a lot of times churches and us too can talk about like how faithful God is when people give money to the church. But what about celebrating how much money the church gives away?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like we don't celebrate that enough.
Yeah.
Do you have a number in 3 years of how much this church has given to missions in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations?
Yeah, absolutely. I do have that number. And, you know, we're 3 years old, and we've given away to missions $89,300.
So I want you to hear me say, most people would look around and they would say, oh, look, it's a small little church in Fredericksburg. And I would say, it's not about the size of your church, it's about the size of your God. And I would say that it is an amazing feat that in 3 years, even though we still have partners giving to us to help us start this church, that we are using those and stewarding those funds to now give them away to advance the mission of God in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. And that's about $30,000 a year that this church gives away. It's gone. It comes and it goes. And we just want to praise God for that.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank you for your generosity, for your faithfulness, for your big hearts, like Wes talked about, big-hearted living. And last week, I want to praise God for that. So, Franklin, why don't you pray for us? And this is going to be a prayer of thanksgiving, okay? We are going to praise God, and we are going to thank Him for what He's done and how He has used us, unlikely people, to advance the most amazing good news message.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.